Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's great to see you all here inside of our sanctuary. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor here, and we're so glad to welcome you to church today. Welcome our friends who are also joining us on Facebook Live. We're already saying hello to each other. We say hello to you. Lots of folks are joining us through our church website. And so we're glad that you are part of our virtual family of faith from wherever you find yourself here today. As we're gathered for worship, we invite you to take out your worship bulletin that you received from our ushers on the way in. And on the right-hand side, you'll find a little tear-off sheet that says connect at the very top. And so you're invited to tear it off now and fill it out and connect with us by letting us know that you were here with us in church today. On the back side of that connect card, you can also jot down prayer concerns if there are things that you are praying for that we can be praying right alongside you. You can also jot down praises that you have in your life. You can even check one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about growing in your faith here through our congregation. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that our ushers will pass later on in our worship service this morning. For our friends who are joining us virtually, you're invited to go to our church website, burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin, and you can follow along with us from wherever you find yourself today. If you take a look at the back side of your bulletin, you see some ads and things that are going on in the life of our church. As you are going there, we hope that after church today, you'll stop by the Welcome Center. You can pick up with a donation one of our little Advent devotionals. They're located on the left-hand side of the Welcome Center. They're great little readings that you can have for your devotional life from now until Christmas. And so we hope that you'll pick one of those up after church today. Today, we held in between our worship services our annual congregational meeting at 9:30 to vote on our 2024 budget and leaders and officers, and we were talking about the beginning of a capital campaign to renovate our kitchen and fellowship hall and some initial sketches for our sanctuary. We hope after church you'll kind of stop by and check out some of those 3D sketch drawings. Feel free to ask questions to one of our pastors or to anybody else in the church office. We would love to answer some of them for you. And if you didn't make it to the congregational meeting but you still like to vote, see me after church and I'd be more than happy to pass a ballot to you. We had a new Advent class that started last week that continued on again this week. They're going through this book called An Unlikely Advent. And so there's still time to join. If you did not make it last week or today, we hope that you'll come next Sunday morning at 9:30 and 10:30, the meeting in room 7. And so there's a bunch of classes going on, but this class is in room 7 from 9:30 to 10:30. We hope that after church today, you'll stop by our children and youth boards, which are out the sanctuary doors on the right-hand side there by the exit doors. We're doing our best to bless Black Hawk School to the children there with books this holiday season. Lots of folks have already purchased books and brought them back. And so if you would like to pick up a slip after church today, you can go and you can purchase a book and then bring it back throughout the week or bring it with you next Sunday morning. We look forward to having a book for every student down the road at Black Hawk School. In this season of Advent and preparation, we like to have a little special worship services throughout the week, and so we have 3 Tuesday evening worship services during this holy season. The first one is this Tuesday night at 6 o'clock here in the church. So it's a short little 30-minute service, and then we have a soup supper at 6:30 down the hall in our fellowship hall. And so we hope that you'll come and join us for worship on Tuesday night at 6. It's a lovely time to ground our faith on the reason for this season in the midst of this Advent and busy season. And so we hope that you'll come back to worship on Tuesday night this week. Lastly, you see the little insert inside your bulletin. We're very excited to be hosting a Christmas concert next Saturday night here in the sanctuary. Saturday night, December the 9th, it's going to be at 7 o'clock. And so we hope that you have saved the date if you've heard about this before. And even if you haven't, we hope that you will come back and join us for a great Christmas concert next Saturday night. We know some of the folks who are going to be in this band. Reverend Brian Nixon is the worship pastor at First Christian Church down the road in Keokuk. It's Brian and some of the other
other local pastors around. And so it should be a great time next Saturday night. And so we hope that you'll join us for Christmas content. We invite you to remain standing. In the season of Advent, we gather around every single week around our Advent wreath. And so we have an Advent wreath call to worship and lighting of the Advent candle today by the Hohentanner family. So you can follow along with the words on your screen and also print it in your...
Christians around the world begin this day to await the advent of Christ. We join a joyous and hopeful throng in lighting the Advent candles, symbols of our faith and signs of God's love. We gather as people of hope. Christian people around the world stand together in breathless anticipation of a miracle that has been repeated for hundreds of years, yet that astounds us anew each year.
Our hope springs anew from an ancient vision.
Today, we light the first Advent candle. May it stand for hope based not on wishful thinking, but on deep conviction. We believe, we have seen, we have received the promise and the gift, great gift. And therefore, in the midst of darkness and imperfection, we hope.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Will you please pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for always being right beside us. Allow your words we hear today give us the reminder that your love never fails. Let us share your words with others who need to hear it most this week. You are an inspiration to us. Allow us to be an inspiration to others. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated.
Our first reading today comes from the 80th Psalm, verses 1 through 7 and 17 through 19. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. May God bless this reading of God's holy word. We'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's message with Pastor Annika.
Good morning. How are you all doing? Are we sure about that?
I think we're kind of asleep. Let's rewind and start all over, okay? You ready? How are you all doing today?
Boy, am I enthusiastic.
Oh, that's fantastic. At the beginning of the service, during our first song, you saw members of the congregation bringing in things to help decorate the church. And some of those items were very special items. How many of you, when decorating at home, put up a special ornament on your Christmas tree? Yeah? Well, today, I'm going to need your help in putting up some special ornaments on our Christmas trees here in the sanctuary. So this morning, we put special ornaments on this tree. This service, we're going to do it on this tree. So I'll have you follow me over to that tree at the end of children's moment, okay? Our ornaments that we hang up are called chrismons, and they're special ornaments that are traditionally white and gold in color and are made from Christian symbols that signify Christ. So we're going to go through them together. And if you can't see them very well, you can look at the screen, because the same ornament that I'm holding up here, we will see on the screen. So the first one is a dove. And the dove reminds us of Jesus' baptism and to share peace. The second one is a fish. And this fish is because Jesus' disciples were fishermen. And if we follow Jesus, we too will be fishers of men. The next one is the Star of Bethlehem. And does anyone know what the Star of Bethlehem was for? What do you think it was for? Well, this was when Jesus was born. It was the way that the angels found baby Jesus. It's to let the wise men know that he was born. This next one, Hunter, I think you've got the answer for that one. It's a cross. And this, just like Hunter said, was because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And it's a reminder of his death and burial and resurrection. The next one is the angel. And the angel helped share the good news of Christ's birth. The next one we have is Cairo, and that looks kind of different, but these are the first two Greek letters of Christ's name. Kind of cool, huh? All right, and I bet you guys have seen this somewhere. Have you seen that somewhere in the church? Yeah, and at the communion table? Yeah? Well, that's exactly what this one is to do. It's a chalice, and it is to remind us of communion and Christ's forgiveness. And our last one, certainly not least, is the Trinity. And it's made of three loops to remind us of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So those are pretty cool, aren't they? Yeah. Let's say a prayer, and then I will have you come over to the tree with me. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being with us every day. Please allow these symbols to not only shine bright during the Christmas season, but also for the entire year. Allow us, when we see these symbols, to think of you all year round. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 says, "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want." I don't want you guys to suffer today. So please give freely and help our community, our church, and ourselves to grow richer. The ushers will pass the baskets on the outside aisles and then collect them from the inside aisles. Thank you.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you.
Won't you pray with me? Loving God, we give you thanks for these gifts and offerings. We give them freely and sacrificially, and we pray that these gifts would further your kingdom and your word to the ends of the earth. Loving God of hope, we open our hearts today to the hope that you provide, a hope that is so much bigger and greater than any hope we can find in the world. We give you thanks for the beautiful season of Advent, a time to ready ourselves for the coming of your Son, a time to stop and refocus on what is truly important, the coming of our Savior. And yet, even with that desire in our hearts, we so easily follow the lure of the world's version of this holiday season. We rush through the seasons of our lives, held tightly to a prescribed schedule of the way we think things ought to be. We plot out our days minute by minute, crowding each moment with tasks and pressures. And we begin to notice, as we do that, a growing darkness and anxiety in our lives. We proclaim boldly each year that we will not let ourselves get so caught up in the commercial pressures and demands, and yet, here we are, back in the same old trap of not enough time, not enough energy. The very plans we create become constricting and limiting. We feel bound up by the pressures and expectations we place on ourselves and we feel externally. Help us instead to bind ourselves to you, loving God, and to you alone. Help us to slow down and reflect on the many ways in which you bless us. Let us drink deeply of your hope. Remind us again of the most precious gift of all, the gift of loving relationship between you and your creation. May we cherish the people and the peaceful moments you offer to us. As we come together in prayer, we lift up our joys and our concerns. We lift up our spirits to you and pray that we would remember that you are always with us, offering your healing touch and compassionate care. Even as we enjoy and marvel at the beauty of the season, O God, we know that many suffer and struggle at this time. Some may have feelings of depression as the holidays approach because of past memories or missing their loved ones separated from them. We pray that you would bring healing and care and comfort to all who are sick. We pray for those who go without right now, without enough food, enough warmth, enough of whatever life-sustaining resource they lack. We pray that we would be inspired and led to serve those who are without. Give us hearts of mercy and love for all who suffer. Hopeful God, in these days of Advent, may our voices ring with joy, with peace, and with hope. Wherever you send us, may we be diligent in following. For we are ever in search of your salvation, even as we continue to search for the Christ child, our Savior, in whose name we sing for joy and offer our prayers. In his name we pray together the words that he taught his disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our second reading this morning comes from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Thanks be to God for God's holy word.
We are ready. In our house and in our homes, in the stores all around us, all around town, we are ready. The holiday parade was downtown last weekend. Your tree may have gone up at home in the last few days. Maybe you put it up a few weeks ago. Maybe you never took it down. It's been at your house all year long. And if that's you, God bless you. You keep on, keeping your tree up. There are lights, there is garland, there are ornaments, there are bows all over the place that a few weeks ago were not there, but now they are. Here in the church, we are ready too. Our paraments have been changed, these little purple cloths that are on the table and on the pulpit and lectern. They were changed from the ordinary time color of green now to the royal Advent color of purple. Banners have been hung around to reflect the good words of our Advent candle. We have hope and peace and joy and love. Our songs that we sing, our hymns and favorite songs that we sing are now around us that we only get to sing at this time of year. We begin with O Come Emmanuel, and we sing it all the way until We Three Kings in the early part of January. Our Advent wreath has been lit. The tree is up. Chrismons have hung on the tree. And so we in the church are ready. Everything is ready to begin the Advent journey all the way toward Christmas. House and homes, stores and church, everything is ready. The only thing that is left to be prepared is our heart. While everything around us looks set and ready on the outside, we as Christians have work to do on the inside to prepare our lives and hearts for Christ to come again. And so because of this, here as a church family, we're beginning a new sermon series here today simply called Prepare the Way. Prepare the way for Christ to come. We have the weeks of hope and peace and joy and love to guide us and shepherd us along the journey. And as much time as we spend shopping and cooking and preparing for great family celebrations, as much time as we spend putting lights on top of our house like we live in Clark Griswold's house, as much time as we spend time getting things ready on the outside, we're called to spend that amount of time getting ready on the inside for God's love to grow and be born in our life. And so we are ready with still some work to do. Here on this first Sunday in Advent, the word that we heard read today to prepare the way for us comes in a way that we may not expect. Like, I don't know about you, but whenever I think about getting ready for Advent and getting ourselves ready for Christmas, my overarching feeling and thought is one that is warm. It is like soft and cozy. I have like fuzzy and like soft thoughts kind of radiating all over me. Like in my mind, I'm thinking about cocoa and coffee and Christmas cookies and eating cookies until I cannot stand and look at another cookie ever again in my life. I'm thinking about being covered up with a blanket and watching White Christmas, my favorite Christmas movie of all time. It's getting together with family and friends. And usually, as it was snowing this morning, it's cold this time of year. So we think about thick socks and wool sweaters and driving with the heater on in my car on full blast until I'm sweating as I'm singing the Christmas carols on the Christmas radio station. That's the overarching thought that I have in my life at this time of year. And here recently, I was thinking this past week about when we were getting ready, but way back in 2020, in the pandemic year, when we were getting ready for our drive-in Christmas Eve service, where it was a wonderfully high temperature that day of 4 degrees, having drive-in service outside. But people were in their cars. They had their own heaters going. We had hand warmers and gloves and socks and pants and everywhere you can think of. And it was freezing cold, but singing Silent Night with glow sticks was wonderful. And that memory is baked into my life forever. I mean, maybe it is the season for you where you get this feeling of nostalgia, of like soft and warm and cozy and wonderful. Maybe that's our feeling together. And so if that's the case, then maybe you noticed that in the scripture, Advent does not come at us this way. It's not soft. It's not quiet. Advent today comes to us like some loud crashing cymbals in a marching band. Like instead of hot cocoa and cookies, we get Jesus yelling at us in the Bible, telling us to wake up. Keep awake, Jesus says today. I mean, you heard it. I mean, the Bible says the Son of Man comes with great glory and power. He will send his angels. He will gather up the elect from all the corners of the earth, even the corners up there in heaven. But Jesus says about that day, about that hour, neither the angels nor the Son, only the Father. Jesus says, beware and keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. Stay aware, keep awake. In fact, if we did not catch it, 3 times Jesus yells at us saying, keep awake. Now, having heard this, I know what you're thinking. I mean, if you've been in church over the past few weeks, or maybe you've watched online, especially whenever we were going through our sermon series called A Grateful Heart, this word from Jesus may sound familiar to what we heard a few weeks ago. And so you may be thinking that I'm too lazy to write a brand new sermon. I just keep on preaching the same sermon, the same message week after week because I'm convinced that you have not gotten it right yet. So I'm going to keep on preaching it until you get it right. You may think that's the case, but that is not the case. I promise you. The message from Jesus today is simply just one that we heard a few weeks ago from the book of 1 Thessalonians. For back then in Thessalonians, the people were worried about the second coming of Jesus, as in when would the day of the Lord arrive? That word comes to us again like it's a broken record, like again and again and again. Only this time it comes under the umbrella of Advent. It is Jesus telling us to be ready for his love to be born in our life. Instead of reading this passage like trying to guess when Jesus is going to come at the end, he's calling us to live our life as if his coming is at any moment. That there's no time to have a quick shut eye, no time to nod off, to always be awake and ready. Stay busy and living for God. I mean, almost like a server at some busy restaurant that's like packed every single night and like there's no time to stop and sit down and have a drink or even count the tips. I mean, this is how Jesus calls us to live. Always be living, always be following, always serving Christ every single moment of our life. Keep awake, stay present, and keep on working on our faith. That's what Jesus says. We hear that, and so we can know it, and shoot, like we've heard it the past few weeks in a row, But this time, today in Advent, it comes with a catch. It comes with a challenge. Because as we get ready for Christ and his love to be born in our life in these next 4 weeks, I know and you know that we are a people who are really, really good at getting ready for Christmas. I mean, we are great at decorating. I mean, maybe like you're like us in that you've got boxes of Christmas decorations in your basement and you have like 50 of them and you only pull up like two or three every single year and you have not used the other like 45 in decades, but you cannot part with them because the day may come when you will need that old ornament that you got when you were 7 and you're now 75. The day may come when you'll need that. And so we're good at keeping decorations and hanging on to them. We're great at Christmas cookies. I'm great at eating Christmas cookies. We're great with the tree. We're great with lights. We're great with all of that and buying presents for loved ones and friends. We are really, really good at getting ready for Christmas. But the passage today makes us stop and wonder how good we are at preparing for Christ. Like, we're great with the family stuff, and we're great with the holly and the bows and the banners and everything. But the Bible today is calling us to stay awake so that we're not just ready for Christmas, but we're ready for Christ. See, it's like this. Remember this movie, The Blues Brothers, from back in the day? Two brothers, Jake and Elwood, they live in Chicago, and at the very beginning of the movie, Jake is just getting out of jail, and so Elwood drives to the jail in Joliet, Illinois, and gets him out of jail and takes him back to his apartment and in this tiny little apartment of a thing in downtown Chicago. And so in this movie, his apartment is so tiny and small, you can barely even close the door if you're standing on the far wall inside this apartment. Like, it's like the size of a postage stamp. It is so small. And so maybe you remember that literally as they could close the door in this tiny little apartment, there's a window there, and the window is facing the train tracks of the L, as in like the elevated subway there in Chicago. And so as Jake and Elwood are in this tiny little apartment, the train outside the window is going by, and it's going and going and going. Literally every 2 seconds, a different train goes by. And so as he's surveying this whole apartment and all of its wonderful God-given glory, Jake says to Elwood, "How often does the train go by?" And Elwood says, "So often you don't even notice. It goes by that fast." You see, this is us, right? Sometimes we are so used to preparing for Advent and the carols and Christmas. We're so used to getting out all of our best decorations that we love them and we see them. And it's almost like we hear the same message week after week and year after year. And we know where the story is going to end. Like, we know it's going to end at the manger. We can sing away in a manger. And we can see the shepherds coming, and the wise men are late, and they don't get here till Epiphany. And there's Mary and Joseph, and we know the story by heart, and it's good. And even if you're new to the Christian faith, this story is everywhere. It's like baked into our culture. And so we hear it, and we see it, and it's nice. As a side note, a pastor friend of mine once told me a story about someone in her church who was complaining as they were getting ready for their church's Christmas Eve service. And the person was complaining because when they were passing out readings to be read at Christmas Eve, she was like, "I get the same reading every year on Christmas Eve. It's like the story never changes ever." And the person says, "I get the same reading, and can't something change?" And the person's like, "No, like, it's Christmas Eve. Like, this is our story. This is what we tell year after year after year after year." And sometimes we're so used to this that the original meaning and power and presence of Christ is missing. Like, we hear Jesus today, and we heard Paul a few weeks ago talking to the Thessalonians about being ready for Christ to come, and we hear it, and we hear it, and we hear it, and it's like, enough already. I get it. And so we have a feeling of this season almost growing stale because of how we've always done things. And if we come with a stale feeling, Jesus says, learn a lesson from the fig tree, a fig tree of all things. Jesus says, you're very good at knowing the season and the time based on the leaves on the trees and when they're tender, when they're growing, and when it's summer. And so in that same manner, as you're so very good at the seasons and you know them by the wind and the weather and the leaves, so it is, Jesus says, that you need to pay attention. Pay attention to where the Spirit is moving in you and through you. Keep awake, Jesus says. And instead of just going through the motions, he calls us to look for signs of Christ being born in our life this year. And so maybe we come at the season of Advent, instead of just the same old, we come at it looking at it with a fresh start. Like everything old is new again. Like maybe in your own life, this is a season of new things for you. Maybe it's a transition time. Maybe we have lost loved ones. And so everything comes at it as from a new, brand new perspective. And so maybe in this season, we call ourselves to be more present with our family and our loved ones and our friends because we realize and know that life is fragile and every day is a gift. We're called to pay more attention to simply be more present in each moment. And to, as the scripture is read, not just to hear the word from God, but to listen to it. And to put ourselves in the shoes of John the Baptist and Mary and Joseph and the wise men and the shepherds making their journey. I mean, here in this season, we get to put our feet in their shoes and wonder what they went through, how much faith they had, and how much we can learn from them. We're really good at getting ready for Christmas. It's all around us. But we don't just have to go through the motions because we cannot forget to get ready for Christ, to prepare and learn and be ready for God's love to be born and grow inside of us. May it be so this year. O loving, gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for your Son, our Savior, our mentor and friend, the one who came to show us the way, Jesus Christ. As we have come to know him as Christ in the past, in a previous season of our life, we pray that we can come to know him as Savior once again here and now. On this first Sunday in Advent, O God, we pray that hope may be born inside of us, that hope can grow so that we can not just be hopeful people for things that we can see and touch here in the future, but that your hope can lead us into the unknown future where only you know. Fill us and bless us, O God, and help us to hear your good words of hope and love once again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.